This program is brought to you by BibleWayMedia.org, overseen by the Ooligah Church of Christ in Ooligah, Oklahoma.
The Apostle Paul built for himself a reputation as he traveled across land and sea to take the saving gospel to a lost and dying world, yet he never let his audience or readers forget that the source of his success came from Christ. He could have been the object of worship, for in Acts chapter 14, verses 13 through 15, false priests of Lystra brought oxen and garlands unto the gates and would have done sacrifice with the people, which when the apostles Barnabas and Paul heard of, they rent their clothes and ran in among the people, crying out and saying, "Sirs, why do you these things? We are also men of like passions with you." Such refusal brought Paul a stoning, but rising from what the men of Lystra thought was his death, he surely rejoiced that he had given God the glory. Without doubt, Paul had great strength, but he always recognized such as coming from above. He wrote, "I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me." Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. The following illustration for the life of Chapel describes this principle. On the farm where I spent my boyhood, under the deep shade of beech and oak trees, there is a great flat rock. Upon the face of this rock, hands that have doubtless been dust for centuries once chiseled a basin. In spite of the fact that this basin is as lifeless as death, it sings and prattles with one of the most luxurious springs that a thirsty man ever kissed upon the lips. Go to this spring in the dead of winter or in the noontide hush of midsummer, and you will find it prattling and laughing like a happy child. How is it that this basin offers its life, giving cup to every passerby through all the changing years? In answer to this question, the basin can only point to the majestic hill that towers in the background and say, "Of its fullness have I received." It is such receiving that makes the finest of giving possible for ourselves. Jesus said, "If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink." John chapter 7, verse 37. Christ still offers his strength to all who will receive it, and his gospel still has the power to save those that will come in simple faith and obedience. It is not enough to simply believe. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 7, beginning with verse 21, "Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity." Of course, we must believe. John chapter 8, verse 24, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. But we must also obey. Luke chapter 6, verse 46, Hebrews chapter 5, verses 8 and 9, and 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 7 through 9. If you are not in Christ, you need to come to Him with a believing, penitent heart, confessing your faith that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and submit to His will by being baptized into Him. Galatians chapter 3, verses 26 and 27. At that moment, all your past sins will be remitted. Acts chapter 2, verse 38. They will be washed away. Acts chapter 22 and verse 16. Then you can live your life with the strength and guidance of Christ. What more could anyone desire? Maybe you have not allowed Christ to guide your life after being baptized into Him. Maybe you have gone back to the world and the old sinful way of life. There is forgiveness through the blood of Christ if you will confess your sins from a penitent heart and ask God's forgiveness. The waters of life never run dry, but remember, we must drink. We hope and pray that you will make the right choices before one day it's everlastingly too late. Our time is up. Until next time, may God bless you as you continue to study His divine will.
Thank you for listening today. We hope you enjoyed this program. You can find out more about Bibleway Media by visiting us at BibleWayMedia.org. You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And we encourage you to please share this program, to like it on social media. Thank you for being with us today.